sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
Huge vagina, you huge vagina. 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 Huge vagina, you huge vagina.
If I made you so goodbye, we made it close and lightly.
So huge,
so big.
It claps.
It claps.
How are you, my friend?
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, we're back doing this thing that we do. We do this thing with music, with huge vaginas and other such things.
I don't think I've ever really described one like that. Have you ever said that's huge?
Maybe just one time. I remember it vividly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nah.
It's like, girl, that's huge.
It just doesn't resonate with
it's
me.
Huge.
The word huge, yeah. Cavernous, maybe. Well, yeah, welcome to the earful.
Ah, so glad we're back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Me and Tom had a mini hiatus.
By mini hiatus,
I say a week, even though you guys continually get content. It's good to be back in the studio, Tom.
It's great to be back in the studio, dude. And we're back with our usual goodness of 12 tracks of awesomeness. This is our eighth installment of The Earful. I can't believe it's like we say this with everyone we do. I mean, I'm amazed we've done another one.
Yeah, man.
And we're here at eight.
Doing it again.
And what are we calling this one?
What are you calling it? You came up with tag.
Am
you
I going to throw it?
You throw
I think
it.
We're going to deem this one Exhibit 8.
I like it. And you just started Exhibit 8 with Sebastian.
Yeah, little Sebastian on that intro track. I mean, obviously, guilty pleasure. Definitely enjoy.
Can't help but love it, man.
Enjoy the Ed Banger family. Can't lie.
And they did just drop that huge Ed Banger tribute album.
And that's directly off of that. I think that's like the first lead-in track is Sebastian's.
First track.
So Huge, it's called. But that's a super good... That's a good little mix to throw on.
That's their
yearly drop, Ed Banger. They always do their little, I don't know, what would you call it? Like their big collab album with all their artists.
Yeah.
It's always looking forward to a
It's like
to
those
a good
tapes
one.
And CDs you got back in the day from your favorite record company. You know, it's kind of like that.
I
did on occasion.
I didn't do that. I kind of missed that train. My buddy was like a huge, get the little, like the small vinyls.
Yeah. There was a few good ones. Sebastian, he's been around for a minute. Well, I say a minute, like 2005, somewhere
in
there.
That's what I remember hearing about him.
And, you know, if you like him, he's right along the lines of Justice, Mr. Oizo, Boys Noise, Kavinsky. You know, he's kind of thrown in there, and
basically the first three of those guys are all on Ed Banger. I mean, Ed Banger's super good about, like, feels. Everything feels like, yeah, of course this all is in the same family.
Let's party.
and with that said, let's party with this episode of The Earful. And Ty's right out of the gate, number one choice here, my friend.
Wow. Gotta turn it up a little.
I only want to
to talk over
very pretty voice.
100 Waters is one of my favorite Florida bands, man. They're out of Gainesville and
no shit.
Been around just for maybe 5 or so years, I want to say.
That's really cool. That's really awesome. Keeping it local,
but they're blowing up. Her voice is beautiful, and this album just came out a couple weeks ago too.
That's cool, man. I'm sure they came down here and played, probably toured the circuit around Orlando for sure.
Not quite yet.
So they're still kind of breaking out. No shit. Yet.
Not this this EP that just came out, Currency, but they have toured around here before. I've seen them at the Social before.
Oh, no kidding.
Great show, God. Great show.
Is it a, what are they, a trio, or is it just her and a guy putting beats down behind her?
They have more people that tour with them, but it is basically her and a producer. Yeah.
Well, that's a good one out of the gate, my friend. Enjoy that. This was pretty cool, man. I like this. So it starts off, it's a slow growl. It grows on you.
Oh.
Yeah. Your face says it all, because that's how I looked when I heard it. I was like, yeah, okay.
Two for two on the mixtapes.
Two for two. Yeah, this is Maki.
Sup, Maki?
Good old Maki. The track is Put It Away off mixtape volume 2.
Maki, a bit like, were you familiar with Maki before the
mixtape? I was not familiar with Maki.
I'm happy to learn about Maki.
Yeah,
Tom.
I kind of dug on the Maki. He's a Canadian singer, music producer, multi-instrumentalist. I mean, the guy's a fucking, he's like the full trick.
Rides. That bass groove can ride me all day.
Yeah, dude.
If me and Tom don't talk, we really are dancing.
That's right. And as you should be too, listening to the Earful. I gotta dig into Maki's back catalog for sure.
It's hard to keep coming up with Earful stuff because we're both throwing these back and forth at each other episode per episode.
We're going to get lazy on our searches. We're going to be
whatever we call it. But
the music we threw each other. That's worth checking out, dude. Definitely get on that.
Tasty.
Liked this track, Ty.
Ah, this album is killer. Gizmodo Dre by Self came out way back in 2000. They made this entire album out of toys. The entire album. Like more 200 to 300 different toys.
All the toy instruments.
Every
right?
instrument you hear is a toy. A children's toy.
Alright, let's listen to this shit. I got a trunk full of amps, motherfucker. I got a trunk full of amps, mother.
The sad thing is, they make this album. And this album is better than what most people make with real instruments. It's exactly. So delicious.
That's funny. And you would ask
Wait.
Me if
they use a sample toy that only like samples for 2 seconds. So they here they go with Danzig. They throw in a bunch of good samples, but It was a beautiful thing for
That's
me
cool,
to discover.
Man.
I know you jammed on it a little
bit. I said, I had a friend who had turned me on to it a few years back, really. This is an older album.
Yeah. Came out in 2000. Gizmodo Dre.
Yeah, man. It says, Self is a American alternative pop rock band led by writer, singer, producer, and everybody's a multi-instrumentalist.
It's brothers, actually. There's
Matt
Mahaffey. They're brothers that are in this band. It's two dudes. They're brothers.
The Mahaffey brothers.
Yeah.
Well, they can really rock out some friggin' beats.
I'll say this. Going through the discography, I tried to
Super
get
tasty.
Down on it. It's actually, I don't dig a lot of other albums besides this album. There's a couple tracks here and there.
So you're hot on this one.
Man, I've been finding the golden albums lately. Not
nice.
The golden discographies.
Yeah,
but
the albums mean
albums.
A lot, man. We set up. I mean, we always say, as much as we're providing tracks for the Earful, we're album guys, man. I love albums. I mean, that's
I don't
the whole
like to
essence
to
of an album. It's sitting
essence.
And listening to an album.
Yeah.
It's the thrill of the find, the thrill of the sit.
And.
All right. Yeah. Pick this group up. A little slow crawl into it, but they get going. It's cool. It's cool.
Soundscapes up my alley.
Bring it on.
This time last year we set you fall apart in a war of words. This time last year we needed a kickstart for us to
I feel like I should be wearing a kimono dancing to this. I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe some throwing stars just for fun.
I'll paint over the walls. Yeah, I love the name of this group. We Have Band. The track is Modulate off a 2014 album called Movements. They're also known as WHB for all you hip people that listen to them.
Dubs.
But they're a three-piece electronic music group from Manchester. Yeah, I feel like that's more of a
tribute?
Opportune time to kind of
tributing.
I don't know if we need to tribute.
I don't know
I'm
if
not
we
a,
should say that, but yeah,
I'm not a tribute guy. I'm definitely a nod to what's going on in this world guy, and of course we send our love across the seas to all our brethren
we
and our sisters of Manchester and England. I mean that's it's a horrible thing that happened, and we've always got to hope they can rebound from it and don't let them win. You know?
Yeah. Turn up some Earful or whatever music.
Music's
you got.
Perfect. Music is a great escape for times like this. I mean, music brings everybody together. Music's a great uniter.
It's part of why we do this. I mean, it really is. Music ties me to everything, man. It's
cool,
man. It's a liquid. It drips. It gets in everything. Gets
Love
in
that.
All the crevices. I gotta have my music all the time.
We gotta give you that ear juice. And Ty served up it with a big old glass of this shit.
Oh!
This was tasty, Ty.
I'm going to talk first, and then I'm going to let it jam, because it jams hard. But
it jams.
This was a new discovery for me, and I love all sorts of stuff right up this alley. Los Amigos Invisibel.
That name, though.
And this album, Arepa 3000, which is like a total sci-fi space crazy thing. You can't understand a lot of it, but it's there's plenty of English songs on it too. But
it's fucking great.
They are like Venezuelan funky, amazing fusion. It's just delicious. Yeah, disco, acid jazz, funk. It's
like they're like the Parliament of Latinos, man.
I'm so happy to have found it. And they also just put out an album 2017
rides.
That is also nasty. But
here, get your freak
comes,
on.
The song is titled Masturbation Session. And here you go. Super happy find, man.
Wow, dude. That's awesome, dude. That's a great find. I would dig into that and find more of that in a heartbeat, man.
I'm telling you, that new album.
Tasty. Ooh, yeah. But please don't be masturbating while you're listening to the Earful. We don't need that.
You can if you want.
I mean, you can.
You don't
got to
tell us about it.
I would not be masturbating to these voices.
Actually, put it in the group, yeah. Please tell us about it if you do.
I definitely dug this find. I had heard these guys a while back, but I found that they had put out a newer album, and I just jammed it hard. This is The Shoes.
Something about those Frenchies, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. That French electro rock.
Damn it, Tom.
Yeah. For a hot second when you listen to it, it's almost this weird, it's got this weird LCD sound system thing going on too, you know what I mean? That's the driving piano track.
LCD always wins.
It does always win, as we have found out on past Earfuls.
Which, if you do want to listen to the Earful, we are part of the Ono Radio Show, and you can find us on onoradioshow.com. Or no, we have
a URL.
A URL.
We're that
happened.
Special now.
We graduated.
It's onoearful.com.
Still tied. Indeed.
So tied, baby.
Because
I love it.
We are a brain baby of Ono.
Yes, we are.
We got to plug them.
But we got a fancy schmancy page that you should check the fuck out because it's pretty cool. Ty has crafted a beautiful logo.
And Tom polished it.
I'm so proud of that logo. It's a beautiful logo.
I love it too, man. I'm glad that came out.
But yeah, if you like this is Shoes, French electro rock duo. They were came around the scene back in 2007 because I heard them back in like 2009. But yeah, get on them shoes.
Newbies for me, man. I can't wait. I got to hear that album.
I dug this, Ty.
Are you familiar with them?
I was not.
Also been around for a while with some tasty... I know I'm all over the world and, international flavors, but...
You're bringing a lot of the flavor.
I can't help it.
Oh, baby.
I love this track. I'm going to let it ride. Actually, I should introduce it right now. Soothsayers is the name of this band. Song, Blinded Souls. Off Speak to My Soul EP that just came out.
Nice.
2017. Also London based, and it's Afrobeat and it's reggae.
Oh,
it's,
is it ever Afrobeat?
It's all sorts of sexy pocket grooves though.
Blinded Soul.
Yeah.
Let them carry you away.
Turn away. Just let go of that pressure. Blinded Soul.
Got more plugs to throw? I feel like we stopped short on our plug session.
Actually, I'm going to continue our plug session. I'm going to let this one start out. This is the next track. This is a slow burn. But basically, yeah, we are part of Ono Radio Show, www.onoradioshow.com. The big show, as we call it, is the main show. The Ono Radio Show is 8:30 p.m. Thursday nights on mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. But then you'll find all of us there. And I guess, like I said before, that's kind of where Ty and I came from, is from Ono Radio Show, and we kind of started this cool idea, and it's fun, and we all like it, and we're glad you're all listening to it, and we hope you continue to listen to it, and a lot of the other awesomeness on Ono, because Ono is just smoking. And
this is smoking too, man.
Yeah, dude. Look, and with that, we'll come into this track. This is Lindstrom and Christabel, Baby Can't Stop Love.
Should I do it, or should I leave him? Are you being true with yourself? Cause when you're giving me a dream, well, I go crazy when I see it.
Oh yeah.
Will I make it? Together we'll be.
Yeah, we got some Norwegians in the house. These are two Norwegian musicians. I'm not even going to try to say their names out of total respect.
To me.
But total blends of what they're calling electric dance and space disco.
Space disco's my thing, man.
Well, this is very space disco-y. I'll take those Sussudio horns all day.
Right? Right? It totally has that perfect sample.
It does. Somewhere Phil Collins is scratching his bald head.
I can't stop.
Yeah, that was solid, man. But that album was a while ago, too, actually. That was a 2009 album, and I don't think they've put out something since. Maybe they broke up.
I hope they didn't break up.
They had a fight, man. And moving on.
Und?
Ty. This was interesting, Ty. I jammed this earlier today while making all these things, and I was like, dude, this is different.
I've been on a real hard jazz train lately, and this is jazz.
As we talked about, probably the jazz full coming up.
We're gonna do a jazz full.
The jazz full will happen.
It'll happen to you.
With a lot of other good, fun theme episodes, because we're fun people. Ooh. Saucy, Ty. Saucy.
You know, the funk is in my soul. It's always going to be prevalent.
It's
I gotta
out
have
of
the
you
funk.
Right now.
And this is a total funk album in the jazz.
I'm taking a funk shower right now.
The jazz echelon of things. They really. I wish you could hear this whole song because it is tasty. But this is Orlando Le Fleming and Romantic Funk.
Oh, nice.
And it's a self-titled album, Romantic Funk, and this track is called Pretentious Brooklyn.
Hey, he's onto something there.
Right. Yeah, they...
This is nice. I like the yaz.
Oh.
Let's let them jazz out.
It's actually funny reading your info on them, because I didn't know this at all, but Fleming is a jazz musician. I did know that, but the other guy is a former English cricketer.
It said Fleming is a jazz musician and former English cricketer,
which is funny. That's awesome.
But it also gave another fact that he was a right-handed batsman who bowled right arm medium. I'm sure if I loved cricket, maybe right? That would be impressive.
Our English listeners, please feel free to give us any input.
And get all over that Orlando Le Fleming.
Tasty, though. And this whole...
taste sensation.
That whole album is a funk jazz odyssey. It's
I dug this. This was a good track.
I remember this one. This is one of the only ones I knew on your list, but... It's Jungle is tasty.
It's got this like Baltimorea thing going on too. The creepy whatever that creepy monkey effect they got going on back there. Yeah. I like their vocals are really good too. This is Jungle, Busy Earning off Jungle, a 2014 album. They're a modern soul musical collection from London.
We've been all over international flavors.
I know. I've spread my wings a little bit. Definitely over the pond, for sure.
I haven't listened to this song in a while, man. This whole album is also tasty. It's a tasty album.
After listening to the single, I got the whole album. I gotta listen to it now. I'm sure it's on par to this.
Jungle action.
But I bet it won't change. I like that driving little beat then. Damn, that's a boring life. Yeah. It's crime. Busy earning. You can't get enough. And it goes on and on and on and on. I like this choice, Ty.
Totally. Have you ever heard the Ridge?
I know the sample. This is where the sample came from.
Yeah,
this is the OG, but the sample, obviously, everybody's heard this freaking sample. And tell them what it is, my man.
This here is Liquid Liquid. And once again, this is one of those albums that is like a gem of an album. It's got a lot of delicious flavors on it, but this song is called Cavern and came... It says 97, but this track is actually from, I think, 81 or somewhere in there. It's a much earlier track than 97.
Yeah, it says they were active from 1980 to 83.
Yeah.
So they weren't around for much longer. I mean, 3 years isn't long.
No, they were around for, yeah.
But this track is obviously immortalized by the Sugar Hill stuff.
Yep.
I mean, it's huge, dude. But it's cool. So I've not gotten into them, like, totally. I've heard definitely some of their stuff. So is it all like this?
It's not all exactly like this, but it's tasty. And it's kind of edgy, man. It's got a weird...
Yeah,
the
I
vocals
like it.
Are always kind of a little off-kilter, but it's got really good jams.
Yeah. It is jamming.
When I came across it, I had the thought, and I know we talked about it, but we should do a, what's that sample? Or
all right,
we'll come up with a good name.
Good future segment idea. We're all about those segments too. We're gonna hit you with more fun, good segments. We're segment people.
You know what's crazy is I almost picked this too.
This song, but
something off this album.
This is Sheer Mag. Just Can't Get Enough. Yeah, it's real dirty.
It's got a little Owen sauce on it, right?
This has Owen. This is a total Owen track.
A little Owen sauce.
We'll give him this one for Oh No Radio Show. We'll play this one. Yeah, they're a rock band from Philadelphia, formed in 2014. I mean, obviously, a total nod to the 1970s grungy rock punk thing, you know?
Yeah, it's It's glorious how it lives in it.
Yeah, the album's a solid album. It's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good tracks like this.
There's some more hair-bandy guitars. It's tastefully rock and roll, man.
Yeah, it screams a little Philly rock in there.
Dirty Philly.
Dirty Philly. You know what, Ty? I can't believe it, as always.
Holy
that
shit.
Was 12, baby. That rounds up, Sheer Mag rounds up our 12th track on this edition of The Earful. But as always, folks, we can't really ever leave without doing our, I think, possibly my new favorite segment on The Earful, baby.
Yeah! Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Who did it better?
Okay. Well,
all right.
We are going to find out who did it better today on Under the Covers. Ty has been rocking these, man. I really dig this. It's a cool concept. Basically, we take the original song, we put it up against its cover version.
Yes, sir.
And we just kind of talk about it, and we decide which one we like better. Ty, take it away. What'd you do this time?
This time,
were awesome. I got to say, just preface this. Love this OG song, and I love this other song, dude.
This one's a tough choice, really, between which one I like better. But I went with What a Fool Believes.
Oh, come on now. If you don't know that, man, come on.
It's Doobies originally, but we all know the Michael McDonald, Doobies.
I mean, that voice, you that crispy, throw. That crispy Michael McDonald, just wake up to this shit feeling good. I mean,
it's a great track.
It's a drink a beer in a shower song. I'm sorry. It's just, goddamn it, life is good. This song's on. Yeah, the OG. Everybody's parents played this song, right? Your parents
I know they got down to that.
Gotta get that Michael McDonald, the high register. You can never get it. it's all like real dirty though. Yeah, so obviously that's Exhibit A.
All right.
And that's obviously iconic. It's
we all
awesome.
Know that it is fantastic.
Who goes up against?
So we did Self this episode.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Tying it into an actual track on this episode, an artist.
I gotta say, they really killed it with this cover. And remember, people, this is all toys. Goddammit. It's not any real.
Did Michael McDonald show up and sing on it?
I'm sure he's mad he didn't get called. What do you mean he didn't call me? I love toys.
I don't know how he talks. Michael McDonald, by the way, we hope you're listening to The Earful, whatever
Please
you're doing
listen,
in
Michael McDonald.
Amazing, awesome musician retirement world that you live in. But let's jam What a Fool Believes.
Play the Self version.
Yeah, here's Self rocking What a Fool.
Michael McDonald's, but it is tasty.
I have to completely give them props for not taking it too far out of the spectrum of the OG,
right?
But showing their showmanship of actually, like you're saying, playing it on toys.
To sing it, but I can't.
Wow. Okay, so, dude, this is tough, man. I love me some Michael McDonald. I love me the Doobs, but, dude, this is okay, imagine if that song never came out.
Right.
And this was just this track by Self.
I want to give it to Self. I
you
really want
to give it to Self?
I mean, it's hard because it's...
All right, I'm with you. Let's give it to Self.
Yay, Self wins. All right.
Yay, Self. All right, well...
And with that...
And with that, we end...
I'll be damned, Tom.
Exhibit 8. The 8th episode of this experiment we call The Earful. Well, folks, we always thank you for listening.
I mean, typically it's always kind of the same drill. We post these up. We always leave the descriptions of the artists, the album, you know, and we always tell people, hey, go out and find these tracks.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes, go to Spotify, go to whatever method you use to find music. And, you know, the artist is there putting it out for you. So listen to their tracks and download their albums. I mean, there's great things out there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to a show. You know, I don't want to plug, you know, different things that you can get online. I mean, I know that Ty turned me on to Apple Music lately. I think Apple Music has its kind of caveats. It has some of its
there's a
things I don't like
minus.
About it, but
yeah.
It's also a good kind of just a filter to listen to different kind of stuff too. There's all kinds of shit coming on through there.
I used to Spotify.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I kind of, you know, we all do a lot of homework. Me and Tom, I mean by we all, but we do a lot of different digging, and we know how to dig for music we like and
exactly.
Music blogs, music.
For sure.
There's all
but it's
sorts
out
of
there,
ways
and,
to find it.
And all we're doing is just giving you a little sample, a little taste of it. And if you really like it, you should go out and listen to other albums, because that's kind of the beauty of music, is maybe you don't like that track, but it could be waiting for you on another album somewhere that you just kind of
right.
need to
yeah.
dig up. And we hope you continue to listen to our episodes. That was we're putting them all up on onoearful.com. Again, we're part of the Ono Radio Show, www.onoradioshow.com. We're all over the social media sphere. We have a Twitter. It's at TheRealONRS. We're all over Facebook. If you just type in Ono Radio Show, we have a group. We have a page. We have a sweet
Joy.
Event that's going on actually coming up in June. June 16th is going to be our 300th episode of Ono
the
Radio Show, Ty. The perfect game. We're inviting other local podcasts to come join us. And if you're a listener,
it's getting heated.
It's going to be great,
wild.
Man. And if you're a listener of the Earful, we'll probably have some, you know, a playlist playing there. You should come on out and just meet the Ono Radio Show family.
Please do. Please come. You can bowl. You can drink. You can hang. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
There's going to be plenty
of
shenanigans.
What? We're pretty cool dudes. We're pretty cool dudes.
Pretty cool.
Okay, so we're going to take you guys out.
What are we going out on, man?
Let's go out. Oh, man, it's always the...
Tom always picks a Tom track to go out on. I'm just going to say it.
I'm going to break that tradition today, Ty. Okay, guys, we're going to get out of here. Here's Los Amigos Invisibles. Much love. Thank you
much
for listening
love.
To The Earful.
Happy
Exhibit
to do it
eight.
Again, Tom.
I'll see you on the next one, Ty.
Until the next time.
We hope you enjoyed the music.